Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Howard White, who's interim chairman at Hydrogen Utopia International. How's your day, Howard?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. How are you?
Very well. We've spoken for many years on various matters, but this one, the hydrogen revolution, is the one that I suppose has been a goal of many people, including yourself, but it looks like you might be getting there.
Well, I think so. We've taken exclusive access to the Inantec technology, which is a TRL 9 technology readiness level 9, which is, means it's fully commercialized and proven for the MENA region, which includes, which is Middle East and North Africa, but includes the Gulf countries, which are the major oil producers. And really, we have been working very hard on models and on speaking with cement companies and potential funding avenues, primarily in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. And what we are finding is, especially in Saudi Arabia, is there is very, very aggressive support for low carbon construction materials. And I think this has made us really reflect on what we have been doing and looking at our proposition up to now, which had been primarily on automotive and motive generally technologies moving to hydrogen. And it's become apparent that it really isn't taking off as quickly as one would expect. Not that I don't expect it to take off, but I think it's going to be a way down the road. Currently, my investigations on ChatGPT show that there are less than 100,000 hydrogen vehicles in the world, and 70% of them are in the Far East. So that only gives you 30,000 vehicles to go for. So it really isn't a lot. And essentially, the price at small scale of hydrogen doesn't make it very attractive and makes it actually quite unattractive as a replacement for petrol, diesel, and even electricity. So in taking on the modular Inantec technology, it enables us to look at modularizing it to a size that is operational for a cement plant. And a cement plant could take anything, and this is not the largest cement plant, but a reasonable cement plant can take 100,000 tons of hydrogen a year, but they can't pay 10p for it or 10 cents or anything like that, because it would make the cement just too expensive. And so I suppose, charged by what happened in Geneva last week, which was a failure of all the countries in the world, or most of them anyway, to agree on a cap on plastic production. And as plastics have gone up to now 430 million tons a year, it seems that we need to get scale. And so we're now changing our model to the extent that we believe that we can provide hydrogen at 1.5 cents a kilo in certain countries in the GCC, with grants and interest-free loans supporting the technology. And there are over 20 cement plants and a number of steel plants just in Saudi Arabia. There are 10 in UAE, and we're talking to other countries in the GCC. So I think the issue here is that Hydrogen Utopia is pivoting from its original plan of providing hydrogen for cars, trucks, buses, etc., and is now, with the access to this new technology, or new to us anyway, been running for 20 years and fully operational for 13 years, we can now offer this facility of 1.5 cents a kilo to the cement and steel industry in the GCC region or in areas in the GCC region. And that, we believe, is where the market needs to go, because with the failure of putting a cap on plastic and the rapid rise of plastic, we would consume 250,000 tons of waste plastic a year in one facility. So now you start talking about four facilities will take 1 million tons, and you can actually work out that one could make a substantial impact if you had enough of these facilities around the world to actually reduce plastic pollution. And the facility and the technology not only reduces the plastic to its basic molecules, but it eliminates the many tens of thousands of pollutants that are put into plastics to make them do special things, like PFAS, like CPET that you can put in a microwave, and all sorts of additives that are put into plastics. And some of them are carcinogenic, and some of them are just poisonous, and some of them are just unpleasant. Our technology eliminates all of that. But the big thing here is, let's get down to business. And the business here is, can we actually supply hydrogen at a price that makes it almost competitive with natural gas in the Middle East? And we believe we can. And certainly our models are showing that it's very viable, and that is the way forward for the company.
I suppose a probing question. What's more important to Hydrogen Utopia, removing waste plastic or making money out of hydrogen?
I think they're almost synonymous. I don't think one has a higher priority. We obviously are going to make money, and our approach to the market will be a very low aggression approach. So we won't go to a cement company and say, "Can you give us $500 million and we'll build a system?" We'll go to a cement company and say, "Will you give us a non-binding offtake agreement for 50,000 tons of hydrogen, or even 100,000 tons of hydrogen at 1.5 cents?" And these will be 30-year contracts. The first 5 years will be a slightly higher price, but the last 25 years will be at the low price. And with that offtake agreement, or the LOI for an offtake agreement, we'll go and raise the funds with a number of funders in the region, of course, who are very excited about funding this sort of technology. For example, in Saudi Arabia, conventional solar wind renewables to electrolyzers are not given any subsidy or grants at all. They're not given any grants, certainly. Whereas the hydrogen from waste to energy is referred to as super green hydrogen. And there they do give grants, and they do give all sorts of benefits, because I think certainly the ruler of Saudi Arabia is a visionary, and he has made some spectacular changes and spectacular projects. And one has to see that he is making Saudi Arabia a force to be reckoned with. And I believe that our approaches there will be met very, very positively. We have very good connections there. And I can see from the Hydrogen Utopia perspective, we would be getting, once we have an agreement and start, all of these will be done in SPVs, of course. So each deployment will be in an SPV, and it would be co-located with the cement or steel plant. So there'll be no transport of hydrogen. We will not get involved in that. That will give us the opportunity to deliver a very low-cost product, removing not only waste plastic, but also tires. We're very happy with tires, and we know that Kuwait has this huge tire mountain. And oil sludge, etc. We'll also be producing a very large quantity of CO2, and the GCC region is very big on enhanced oil recovery, EOR, which goes under the oil fields to push out the older oil fields to push out more oil. And so it has a value. So we have revenue from hydrogen, revenue from CO2, revenue from management fees to the SPVs. and potentially revenue from carbon credits, because we will be saving enormous amounts of CO2 in each deployment. So I think our goal here is a decent management fee, a percentage of the SPV, and the SPV is to be reasonably profitable. They don't have to be massively profitable. They don't have to be IRRs of 30, but they should certainly be IRRs close to 20, even at 1.5 cents. So I think our goals here are very specific, very focused, and will turn HUI into the size of company it deserves to be. I mean, I think its current valuation is a complete joke. But now I think that people will start to look at what we're doing, and the oil company as well, the Exxons, the Shells, the BPs, Mobil, and of course Saudi Aramco and ADNOC, all people, the last two we have spoken to, may start to consider the fact that after Geneva, this might be a way of softening the regret at not achieving an agreement on capping plastics, because they're not going to cap plastics. Plastics, as my CEO says, obtaining this technology was entirely down to Alexandra Binkowska. Plastic is fantastic, and it is a material that they should be allowed to produce as much as they want, as long as they do something about the destruction of it. So if oil companies start investing in our facilities, and each one taking 250,000 tons, and countries like, and in the GCC, sort of having one man who can actually make a decision, decide that they're going to make it a legal requirement to separate plastics, so that the plastic stream becomes part of the country's benefit. It will not be that difficult to obtain the sorts of numbers we want once it's been legislated. And getting legislation of this type through is relatively easy.
Well, we look forward to you progressing things yet further. In the meantime, Howard White, Interim Chairman at Hydrogen Utopia, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.